Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of it still reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Are you ready to zombie? And a Coke. A
cookie?
Cola, that is. And a cookie. Gotta have a cookie. Can't have life without a cookie. It's all about the cookie. The cookie. It's all about the cookie. Maybe the entire show I'll do that. It's all about the cookie. The cookie. For a whole hour, just say that. You know? Wouldn't that be different? Wouldn't that really put sort of like a strange little twist on the show?
As long as I get to nom on some cookies.
You can nom on as many cookies as you like. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I got, look at that! Those are my favorite cookies! They're on special! Gimme. Doink. That was good. That was a good thing. I was very happy. EW says he has homemade chocolate chip cookies. But that's okay. I got Fudgios. Fudgios is the best cookies on earth. Because they're made like Oreos, but with fudge instead. And fudge is awesome. Mind you, Mom's homemade cookies are good too, but that's all I'm going to say on that. So, how's it going there, Jazzy?
It's getting better.
That's good.
We have the zombie.
Happy
we
place.
Have cookies.
And Coca-Cola. Yes, indeedly. Indeedly.
And I have Chinese food coming. How could it not be getting better?
I'm not so much on the Chinese food, though. Sorry.
I love Chinese food.
And you can eat all of it that you like. And I would be very happy for you to have all the Chinese food that you could eat. Because unfortunately, that stuff makes me sick.
Well, I'll keep it all to myself then.
Yes, because I've gone over that. I have friends who are Chinese, and we've talked about what the food stuff is, and it's just got to be some kind of seasoning agent that's in like every Chinese dish, except for plain white rice. I can eat that. I can go into any Chinese restaurant and eat plain white rice, and I'll be fine. I eat any other dish, I'll be sick within 4 hours.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. The noodles, any of the chicken, because I like chicken, any of the vegetable dishes, any of it, all of it. I will be sick within 4 hours. It'll be coming out from both ends. It's not pleasant, so I don't do it.
It doesn't sound pleasant.
No, not
You
in
stay
the
away
least.
From the Chinese food, okay?
I stay, Just stay away, away from Chinese food. I think it's got something to do with seafood, because I'm also allergic to fish. Anything that comes out of the water. Yes, both hands. Picture not needed.
No picture, please.
I'm a sharing kind of zombie. Because that's what us zombies like to do. We like to share. Which brings me up to today's show. I think we're going to continue off a little bit with what last week we were talking about. So last week we were talking about, should humanity be given an actual opportunity to avoid or survive the apocalypse from the zombies. So today, we're going to posit it a little bit slightly differently and go with, well, it's going to happen. Now, why don't we embrace it and see what are the good aspects about a zombie apocalypse?
Can I pick and choose who I throw out to the zombies to eat?
Sure. That's called the whole, what's the word I want to use here? That's one of the pros.
Yes.
Of the apocalypse occurring. Because guess what? All those idiots over there that were like, oh, you were mean to me. Guess what? I'm not opening the door for you. I saw a scene in a movie the other day. What was it? Oh, crap. Memory is deciding to fog up. Can't do it. Well, it was set in Russia. It was a sci-fi movie. Dark something. The whole scene was alien things falling from the air. They just sort of jump out of the air and they just kill people. And it's like, bam. And the one guy is a complete... I don't know. Do we allow swearing on the show? We don't allow swearing on the show. Bad person. And so he's making out with his girlfriend a little bit earlier, and then you see him running to the door, and the door shuts behind him, and his girlfriend's on the other side, and she's banging on the door, "Let me in, let me in!" And he doesn't let her in, and she gets gobbled up by the alien. It's like, that's a bad person.
He should have been the one gobbled up by the alien, not her.
Yeah, I would have said the exact same thing, except he grew as a person and character, and kind of like, you know what, he kind of became an okay, he sacrificed himself for the team. He grew. Mm. He developed personality that actually made him an almost likable character in the end, but he still deserved to die. Some smart dude on Charlie Rose said we were all going to croak because we're going to run out of potassium or something like that. Okay. I think there's other things to be running out of before potassium, but, well, it's good. I am actually quite welcoming for the zombie apocalypse when it occurs, because then I can just do whatever the hell I want. And there's a lot of things that I want to do.
Like eat brains?
I already do that.
True.
It's good for me. It's a good diet. Steady, healthy, keeps me slim, trim, and it's like, okay, maybe I got a bit of a brain belly going on there, but yeah, it's a work in progress. I'm quite comfortable with this belly. I can carry boxes on it.
You know, I just want to point out, TJ is coming around to you.
He likes me now.
He likes you now.
Kill all the zombies, except for ZZ. That's me.
Just give ZZ cookies.
Cookies is all it takes. Because, you know, zombies are your best friend in a crunch. Because we like to gobble, gobble, gobble. And a little bit of munch. I make a little rhymey thingy. So, you know what really freaks people out in real life? Is when you start talking to them, making sense, and you rhyme. I do this every once in a while, just sometimes. And it kind of really freaks people out. I really wish I could stand and shout. But they start looking at you and try to figure it out. It's like, why is he rhyming? He's kind of just keeping it in timing. I don't know. I just got to go. I did that to somebody earlier today. I was like, why are you... No, don't do that. You hurt my brain. Because they're trying to measure the beat sense. I think that's what it is. So it's like, you know, when you do rhyme, you do things in meter. You do things 1 beat, 2 beat, 3 beats, rhyme. 1 beat, 2 beat, 3 beats, rhyme. 1 beat, 2 beat, 3 beats, rhyme. 1, 2 beat, 2 beat. And they're trying to get ahead of that and trying to guess what word you're going to rhyme with. And then if you really want to screw them up, then you make the last one not rhyme. Deliberately.
I find stuff like that cool and interesting and funny.
Can you tell that I like to mess with people's minds?
Just a little.
I like to mess with Jack, because he's smart sometimes, and, well, a lot of times, but he sometimes gets what I'm saying, he doesn't like the brightness. Boy, is he ever going to be surprised. He's going to get himself a big surprise.
Oh?
Yeah, he's going to get a whole bunch of brightness. TJ, on the other hand, he's going to get a whole bunch of zombies. He's going to be happy as a pig and stuff. He's going to get to shoot some
pig
zombies.
In a blanket?
Huh?
A pig in a blanket?
Yes. You know I like those? Pig in a blanket? Those are actually
they're
good.
Delicious.
I know. They're yummy. I love... See, the thing is, every once in a while I get a craving for hot dogs. And there's no good place to get hot dogs around me. And I don't cook, so it's like, I can't really just throw them in the pot and cook up some dogs. But, Kraft dinner with hot dogs cut up and thrown in was awesome. I miss that. You know, this diet, steady diet of brain eating, keeps me going good. Oh well. So, back to some of the good things about the zombie apocalypse when it occurs. Did you know that we have an awesome, I mean fantastic healthcare system for the zombie apocalypse, people? Go on, ask me more.
Do tell us about this healthcare system, because I'm in need of a good healthcare system.
Very simple. You become a zombie, Nobody gets hurt. Once you become a zombie, you do not feel pain. So you break the wrist, it falls off, and it goes and splatters into about 15 pieces. You still have a stump. You can still use that. You won't even
feel
that. And
you can always use duct tape to put it back on.
Sure, duct tape. Did you know that duct tape was originally a medical application?
Yes.
Isn't that spectacular?
Band-aids.
Super glue, too.
Oh, yes.
And they're now finally beginning to perfect the actual sprayable bandage, where you just have a little spray pump go, bzz, bzz, bzz. Oh, look, bandage. Ooh, that's neat. I think medical science is cool, because, you know, it's based on the dead people! But then, you know, I'm always going to be partial to the dead people, because we're everywhere. Ooh. So, I got some news bits that I want to share as well. Hello, Lynn Marie Dwyer. I don't know Lynn Marie Dwyer off the top of my head. She's joined us in the chat room. Release the Kraken! You know what? I watched that movie the other day. Not the original one, but the sequel one. The sequel, Wrath of the Titans, was a hell of a lot better than the remake Clash of the Titans. Ooh, and we're going to talk about remakes too. Because guess what I heard about coming out? Ooh. Get ready, gang in the group. Are you ready to hear about this? And this might be news for you guys. They have officially announced that they are remaking not only Evil Dead, which is coming out, I believe, later this month or early next month. Something. But they are remaking Evil Dead 2, which, if people really stop to listen and think about it, Evil Dead 2 was a remake of the Evil Dead. Whatever. And my favorite movie of all time is being remade, and I kind of have mixed feelings about this. I don't know if it's going to be good, I don't know if it's going to be bad. It could go either way, so we're in wait-and-see mode on it. Army of Darkness. And Jazzy, I'm going to go out on a limb. Really,
can you hear
stretch,
the crickets on my end?
Really stretch the faculties in my head, and I'm going to make a deduction. I'm going to deduce, because I like that word. I'm going to deduce that you probably are not familiar with this movie.
No.
Oh, it's so sad.
Was it the crickets that gave it away?
No, it was the wind that was going.
Oh, did you see the tumbleweed?
Yes, I saw the tumblers. Tumbling down, tumbling round. Down, 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 the tumbles tumbled down. But yes, Army of Darkness. Have you seen any of the buzz play on Evil Dead, by the way?
No.
Okay. You need to look up... Do you like scary movies? You don't like scary movies, do you?
I don't like scary movies.
Why are you on the show, then?
Oh, I don't know. Because I bring scary. The duct tape.
Oh, you brought duct tape?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's not pink, is it? Because I don't like the pink.
Purple.
Purple?
Purple.
I can live with purple. Deep, dark purple? Because I like purple. I like a dark purple.
It's a dark purple.
Oh, then that's good. See? I knew EW was around there somewhere. Dark purple looks good. It goes good with my skin as it's like going apoplectic. You know, some words are really tongue twisters? They get wrapped around your head. And then sometimes you just get dead. And if you're lucky, you're in Canada, where we use the word Z as opposed to Z. I can make noises too, you know. So, speaking of remakes, like I said, and I've banged about this a few times as well, and I'm really jumping on topics around here. So, zombie apocalypse, pros for people. They will have no more money concerns. Everybody gets fed. Everybody. And I mean everybody gets fed. Because everybody joins in. It's like, gimme, 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 gimme. And everybody gets fed. And if you don't feed, it's not my problem. It's yo's. And so then there's no money concerns either, because who needs money when the entire economy of the zombie environment is, you got food, I got food, let's talk, okay. That's it. There's nothing else. You don't need money. Money is the root of all evil. Well, it's not the root of all evil. What really is the root of all evil is the perception of the association of the concept of evil as identified by the actions and reactions and counteractions of what this, that, and the other thing, and all the relationships thereof. Don't ask me to ever say that again.
My head is spinning from listening to that.
Okay. But it is true. That is the root of all evil. The root of all evil is the perception of what evil is, not actually money. Money is just a tool. rid of us governments. Yes, absolutely. The zombie apocalypse will rid, well, on the zombie side of things, all government. Because zombies, in its finest state of existence, is a true what is called anarchy. And an anarchy is the absence of rules and need for rules. Not that there's an absence of order, not that there's an absence of control or other issues like that. It's just that the absence of, for the need for those things. And that's what anarchy is. Because amongst the zombie environment, we don't need to... You, yes? Go over there and eat that guy. Okay, I'll do that. There's no need for somebody to do that because we'll just all do that. You know? In a democracy, it's you guys all vote somebody to be the top dog that says, okay, you guys, go eat those guys. Those guys, go eat those guys. Oh, okay. That's a democracy. Man, I just lost a word again. Damn it.
Did you read the chat room?
I was reading part of the chat room. Henry David Zombie? Who the hell is Henry David Zombie?
The new zombie in town.
Well, gadzooks and odds bodkin, we're going to have to shoot that by. We're going to have to give him a whole filigree of something or something.
Send him to TJ.
What the heck was the word I was trying to remember? It started with an S. I know it was an S word. No. No. Not shenanigans, not seriously, not sociopathic. Oh my god, I must be getting old. Wait, I'm dead, so parts of my brain might be rotting, and that might be part of the issue, too. And I'm
Somber?
Even... No! Oh,
slumber?
I'm going to start slugging people soon. Socialism! There it is. Okay, we got it. Socialist state. A socialist state says, much like a communist state as well, that everybody moves over to the same thing because everybody shares in everything, except some people are more sharing than other people. It's like, no, that's not a zombie society. We all go. That's it. All or nothing. Nobody gets anything better. Nobody gets anything worse. That's zombie world. Yeah. You know what we like to say? Zombies! Eat people! Heck yeah! So, that was another pro. Government. Get rid of it! No more governments. Manufacturing industry. Who needs it? We just eat people. Toiletry items. Oh, you don't smell bad down there. Just eat people.
Oh.
Cars? No, don't worry about it. They run on gasoline and they just mess up the environment. Just eat people. Jack was misconnected there on the typing timing thing. Cause he doesn't... okay, well, let's just realize people so people are in the chat room, you understand. There is a bit of a delay on the audio because, you see, it's got to go through all the zombie computers. Then it's got to go over to the TMV computers. And then the TMV computers, it's got to go to the internet. And then, bink, you guys get to hear it. So there's like about a 30-second delay between my speaky-speaky and you hearie-hearie. And then I hear reedy-reedy, what you typey-typey. And that really sounded all lame when I said all that.
And EW has come up with a new Nike commercial for you.
I saw that. Go ahead.
Just eat people.
Om nom 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 nom. So, you know, it's What other pros? There's a lot of pros. What do you not want to have in society anymore? Schools! There you go. Schools would be gone. There'd be no need to learn things because what zombies... No, zombies don't need to learn things. We just eat people.
Schools? Art teachers that like to criticize your art and tell you it's bad?
That's their job, right?
But art... I mean, how
art
can
is
you...
subjective, yes.
Art
However,
is subjective.
There is technique as well. And I'm going to throw you a discussion element in after the break, because I want to talk about comic books as well, because I'm really sad about some things. But we'll talk about art in a few minutes. Jack just posted another group of pros for the zombie apocalypse, the commie commie, take away, everybody. Dumb people!
Just let the zombies eat the dumb people.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to eat them all up. And I love the commentary that runs, especially in meme land over in Facebook and whatever, about, oh, that moment when you realize zombies were looking for brains and they didn't eat you. No, that never worked. That never goes like that. We see a body. Oh, yeah, we're eating that. Tastes like chicken. No, tastes like pizza.
Oh, I saw a big conversation on Facebook about, like, the best place to live during a zombie apocalypse. And people were saying, like, Alcatraz and...
Alcatraz is not a bad place, but we'll still get there.
Someone mentioned, like,
by the way,
outer space.
I've been to Alcatraz.
Have
it's
you
a
now?
Weird little place. Well, big place. Yeah, I would visit it when I was in San Diego the one time. It was like, yeah, let's go visit Alcatraz. Okay. So it's in a little island in the bay in San Francisco. And you can only get to it by ferry. But we all know that zombies don't swim, so we walk under the water. If we needed to.
Because zombies don't breathe, right?
Correct. But if you've seen the scene in George Romero's Survival of the Dead, they also get on boats. Can't stop us. Da-na-na-na-na. We'll eat you. In your face! Jack? Guess what? You're talking about making jokes about we eat everybody? We eat everybody's face! And TJ is talking about zombies can't eat what they can't see, and he puts on his camo. I hate to break it to TJ. Zombies are not actually governed by sight and sound. They're governed by a variety of sense elements. Sight is a component. Sound is a component. Smell is a component. Life force is a component. We see you in the dark, yo. You cannot escape. Nobody can escape. We are coming for you all. We will eat all of your faces. That's my Jim Carrey.
Camo
laugh.
Won't work, TJ.
Camo won't work. What was
Go ahead
weird
and take it off and get comfy.
You can wear the camo all you like if it makes him feel happy. You know me, I always say everybody should be happy. If they're happy with it, do it. Go with it. Be happy with whatever thing that makes you happy, because the illusions people put in life, that's what makes them happy. Part vampire, part zombie. What the hell movie are you talking about, Jack? What is he talking about? He's talking about
some
movie.
I have absolutely no clue.
Life Force. Oh, dude, I love that movie. Yeah. No, that's a great movie. It's from late 80s or whatever. British movie. Patrick Stewart's in it. I didn't bring it up today. I brought it up like 2 episodes ago, 3. Sorry, I'm talking to the screen.
You did say Life Force, but I don't think you were talking about the movie.
Oh, you know what? Okay, fine. I'll grant that. That's a yes, sure. Life? No, that's something else, TJ. Seriously, people, listen, I'm not going into California Valley Girl voice now. Stop. But you know what time? You know what we are going to do? Huh?
Intermezzo.
I smile and wave.
I'm Zombie Zach, and I'd like to take a quick moment and explain that during our live broadcast, which is every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we normally have a song, a tune, a ditty of some merit playing midway through our show. This is where it would normally be. During the live broadcast, we have what is called a broadcast license. The station pays a fee to the world of digital rights and all that fun stuff that allows us to legally play music while we broadcast our show. However, in this medium, recorded and rebroadcast as we are here, we do not have that a license to allow us to play that music. We can get away with a sample of the song that we played, no more than that. We support artists and their right to get paid for the hard work that they put into creating the music that they create and which we enjoy. Show your support of musicians, buy their music. Today's show featured Smile and Wave by the Headstones. And now, we return back to our regular show and all of its attendant fun and frivolity. And we're back from the musical interlude that we provide in the middle of our show! Because we like these things. Songs is good, music, it's one of the very, very, very few things that keeps humanity drumming. Because, like, it's cool, man. So, did you like that song, Jazzy?
I did.
It's a Canadian band called The Headstones. The song's called Smile and Wave. I've always liked The Headstones. They were a fun little rock, new rock, kind of punk, kind of trying to be different kind of band. Hugh Dillon was the main singer, and he went on to become a whole bunch of TV and movie stuff, and all that kind of stuff. Oh yeah, that's right, he did the movie Hardcore Logo. That was the one that he was popular on. And I didn't realize, but he was in Ginger Snaps Back, the third Ginger Snaps movie? Sorry, second Ginger Snap movie. I have to watch that again. No, that's the third movie. Right, okay. Bonk, closing that window. No, EW. Graveyard is not a buffet. The mall is a buffet. The graveyard is the leftover smorgasbord. Right, Jazzy? Just say yes. It's okay. Just say yes. If you use spell checker, it'll tell you how to spell smorgasbord. Smorgasbord is a very hard word to spell. Trust me. That's one of the ones that I normally get wrong. I just keep forgetting where the H goes. But I do have some news. A very sad piece of news. Really made me sad. And it's very sad. EW pointed it out earlier, and then when I looked it up, I was like, oh, I was made very sad. So one of my favorite bands, Iron Maiden, the drummer, he passed away today. And it was very sad. Because he did such great songs like Number of the Beast. Great album. Great song. Very sad. Very sad. Condolences and all that stuff to their family. And that was something I just wanted to say and share and close that page. Yeah, that's what I said, Jack. Actually, I used a little bit more. Yeah, I used some other expletives in that as well. So
you did.
Yeah, I did. Jazzy actually heard me. So
I did.
One of the other things I was going to point and talk about here for a bit is, guess what? They are making a Zombieland TV series.
Oh?
Yes. And apparently they have some pictures for it. And I'm thrilled. No, I didn't hear about David B. Silva. What the hell happened to David B. Silva? Dude, don't keep throwing me random things like that. Because now I have to look this stuff up. Okay.
You're going to Google, aren't you?
I already Googled.
Oh.
I don't see anything about him yet. Oh my gosh, I did see something about him. Oh, he passed away too. Dag nabbit. I'm telling you, the apocalypse is coming. We're just getting you all ready for it.
It comes in threes, doesn't it?
Oh, no. It comes in 300s.
300s?
We're talking
dear.
Apocalypse. When we do... Ooh. And they're doing Bates... How the hell did they get a TV series for Bates Motel?
Oh, jeez. I've been seeing commercials for that for, like, months now.
I know. Somebody shared a trailer the other day, and it's like, really? How do you get a show out of this? And Hannibal. A TV show on Hannibal. Hannibal Lecter, as in, you know, the Silence of the Lambs thing?
Yeah.
So, how do you get a show about... Well, we know he's going to eat people. Right from the beginning, you know he's going to eat people. I don't know, Jack. It looks like it might be quirky for a bit, but I can't see it being a fairly long-lasting show. Because, quite frankly, you know he's going to eat people right from the beginning. So, as maybe a 4 to 8 episodes, okay, if you got a long, overreaching arc or whatever that goes, first episode, second episode, third episode, that's one story. That will be cool. But it's Hollywood, so it's like, damn. Can you realize, Jazzy? Can you tell that I sometimes have some issue with what Hollywood puts out?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's not in a bad way.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes it makes sense. Like,
yes, okay, I'll agree with that.
Why are they making a show out of Hannibal when they've already had a movie and people know it's going to happen?
Three movies.
Okay, three movies.
There's actually three movies. There's Manhunter, there's Silence of the Lambs, and then there was another movie which I always forget the name of, but yeah. And yes, Jack, it is always because of the money. That's the only reason that Hollywood ever does anything, is because, oh, look, we're going to make money. 25% already vested interest in any project that they put on the drawing board, straight because peoples will go see whatever it is as soon as they put that name on it. Oh, look, it's a Zombieland TV show. Yeah, everybody loves Walking Dead. Everybody loved that movie. So we're going to all watch the show. I'm going to watch the show. I don't care. But I'm going to say bad things about it if it sucks. I hope it won't, but we'll move on. So, here's another piece of news. Are you familiar with the car company Subaru?
Yes.
They're apparently recalling almost 50,000 zombie cars.
Zombie cars?
Zombie cars. And this is on CNN, by the way, people.
What is a zombie car?
Apparently, some of these cars have a tendency of starting themselves, all by themselves. So
creepy.
They started calling them zombie cars, because, you know, it's just sitting there, doon-a-doon, vroom, 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 vroom. What the hell, that car just started. And run for about 15 minutes, and then stop.
They're not on, like, remote starters, are they?
Nope. This is just a regular car. Isn't that fun?
Because my parents actually had that where their car was on a remote starter. And my dad had his keys in his pocket. And our dog hopped up on his lap and hit the button to start the car. And the car started. And no one was near it.
Nice.
And that's how they found out that they had a remote starter.
Okay, well,
Dogs are smart.
I would think that you would know that you had a remote starter when you bought the car and paid for that extra feature.
They bought it pre-owned.
Oh, pre-owned. Okay, well, it's also in the vehicle identification tag pile of stuff that says, hey, this is what it does.
Yeah, they didn't fully read all that, apparently.
Gotcha. Oh, here's another piece of news. Jazzy, you might like this one. This is a video game related piece. Have you heard of a group called NetherRealm?
I have not.
Have you heard of DC, the comic book company?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Have you heard of Batman?
Yes.
Okay, well, there is a game coming out called Injustice, Gods Among Us, which I've been reading the comic book, and surprisingly enough, I like the comic book. I would share some spoilers, but it might spoil some stuff for people. But wowzers, Superman! Woohoo! I like what he did. I like what he did there. Joker. Wow. Ooh, shiny. And Batman. Dude's a wuss in that. That was awesome. But that's not the news. The news is that apparently they have sneak peeked, released a couple of little bits that says, hey, Batman might be a zombie in the game. You're not excited by
that,
Jazzy.
A Batman zombie?
A Batman zombie.
A zombie Batman?
A zombie version of Batman. So I don't know if it's something, a character you can play in the game, or whether or not it's a bonus when you get up there, but it seems that the game, or part of the game, is being based on the comic book series that was run out of DC called Blackest Night. And part of the premise in that is everybody in DC, well, not everybody, but a large percentage of the DC universe, became zombies. Zombies. They were slightly different zombies because they were intelligent zombies, so they knew what they were doing. But they were killing and eating people, or sucking out their life essences. I didn't want to say life force because I didn't want to confuse Jack again with the movie reference. Because it wasn't really a movie reference, but hey, that's funny. So, did I have any other news? Wong, 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 wong. Oh, I think I had some more.
EW has some news in the chat room.
I know, he said something about the hobbitses. Nasty, filthy hobbitses. Nasty, filthy hobbitses. Did he say
Not
anything about
the
it?
Hobbit.
And yes, They're Jack, that was a Green Lantern thing.
Huh?
Early release? Why would they want an early
release?
Release
of the movie.
Early release? That just doesn't sound right. Okay. They can talk about that all they like. I'm still going to wait till Christmas. Because... I enjoyed the movie. I don't care what anybody says. I liked it. Well, some people liked it. Some people didn't. But whatever. So, I wanted to talk a little bit about, in the second half of the show, about comic books in general. So, we'll talk a little bit about art here as well. Because one of the things that I'm getting is an issue and that I'm seeing a little bit more of in mainstream comics. And when we say mainstream, we're usually talking about DC or Marvel. Everybody's always says, oh, DC, oh, Marvel. And everybody seems to always fall into one camp or the other. Oh, yeah, man, I always collected Marvel. Marvel comics rocked. Oh, yeah, man, I'm a DC collector. I always collect DC comics. Oh, they rocked. I always liked a little bit of both and a little bit of other stuff and whatever else. I tended to have more Marvel myself, but that's only because of the space stuff. And then DC was much better for me for the supernatural stuff. But the things that's driving me up the wall right now is that the comic book industry, Marvel and DC, are killing themselves. They're just, I think, trying to kill themselves. I don't understand why. It's like they're trying to take comic book industry mass suicide to a new height and say, yeah, stick it in the fork into me, I'm a don. DC...
What are they doing to kill themselves?
Okay. So two things that I'm going to throw out on Marvel and two things I'm going to throw out about DC. Marvel made a very smart move a little while ago. They leveraged into some access to European titles. European comic book titles are really different than North American standard titles because... Yeah, and Matthew's right too. I'll go into that as well. But the European titles give them some outlets for some creative differentiation that allows them to say, look, this is different. This is interesting. This is original. It's not going to last a long time, this series, but it's different. And it can appeal to many different comic book buyers. One of the biggest successes I think Marvel has had that's actually both intellectually good as well as well-drawn, well-written, well-executed, is the Dark Tower, the Gunslinger series. They're up to, like, I don't know, the 8th miniseries, and each miniseries is, like, 6 issues or whatever. But the story has a very simple, straightforward arc. Beginning, middle, end. It happens. Stuff happens. Ooh, strange, cool, neat stuff. It happens. But it's a story that has its own measure, its own meter, its own path that goes through, and is actually really quite enjoyable. The artwork, beautiful artwork. the guy who does it, whose name is escaping me, so look it up if you're interested. But his artwork is incredibly good. It's well detailed, it shows emotion, it shows, it conveys the scene, and it adds to the words that are thrown into the story. Really well done. But this is the only book that Marvel does this with. And it's driving me up the wall that they've got this here that is so well done, and yet what they're doing with the most of their regular titles is throwing them back to the same old tired stories, the same old, as Matthew mentions in the chat room, formulaic, basically boring, straight. It's like, okay, well, we did this 30 issues ago. We did this 10 issues ago. We did this 15 issues ago. One thing I noticed last week on the Avengers Now series, I like what they're doing with it. It's a really good read. But then I just started reading, oh my god, they did this in the 90s. They're reintroducing New Universe. And it looks cool, and what they're doing with it is really awesome, but they did this in the 90s. They introduced a whole new series of characters and a whole new universe and made it something different. Now what they're doing is they're just bringing it into the Marvel Universe. The Marvel normal main universe, and saying, hey, look, this is what's happening. And it's like, oh, just shoot me. So I'm getting really pissed off about that with Marvel. Because it seems to be that all they're doing is rehashing stories, retreading everything that they've already done before, and they're not really trying to give innovation and interest to it. Breaking news, CDC has discovered the way to a war of zombies is treatment of a solution, eat tons of beans and hard-boiled eggs. Since zombies hunt based on smell, the sulfurous gas will be convinced that zombies that something is rotting and they will walk away the other way. Yeah, keep rubbing that lamp if you want. That's okay.
EW, you can eat that stuff all you want.
I like beans.
Stay away from me, though, afterwards.
I like beans. Baked beans. And kidney beans. None of the green beans or lima beans. I don't like that crap. That's crap. So, back to the comic books. DC, on the other hand. DC's very... has always been a little on the dry side for me. They've just... they don't really want to get into some issues and stuff. They just sort of... oh, yeah. Things. And happened. And okay. But... In the catalog for solicitations for this month, which is coming out in a couple of months, they have this, across all the issues, they have a WTF moment in every single issue. And this is what they're advertising as the big draw as to why you should buy this month's comic book. Each comic issue for each title coming out from DC, and it's 52 titles that they put out every month, each title has a WTF moment, which may be... hey, look what he said. Ooh, look what he did. Ooh, look what happened to her. Oh my god, that person's dead. Etc. This is a marketing... lame marketing thing, where it just boils down to, where do you put the lowest common denominator of intelligence? It's like, oh my god, I gotta get it, because they might kill somebody cool, so I have to get it. They're not telling me that, so they're just showing me this picture of, oh my god, look, it's the WTF. WTF doesn't have the same meaning it used to mean anymore. It's, oh, what's the word I want to use here? Jack, come on, give me a word.
Where's the flubber?
Ooh. That kind of works. Flub this! No, the word I'm trying to think is not quite pedantic, but it's, lame! Yeah, there it is. That's the word. It's lame. Okay. And number two issue for me for DC is that they're predictable. And they follow the exact same tendency that Marvel was doing. Oh, and by the way, everyone, spoiler alert. Spoiler, 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 spoiler. Warning, 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 warning. Cover your ears if you're following Batman. Because I'm going to say something here that happened last week in one issue. In the issue specifically, Batman Incorporated number 8. Big spoiler, big spoiler. You've had enough time to cover your ears and not pay attention to what I'm going to say. But they killed Robin.
What?
Yeah. So Robin...
not Robin.
Otherwise known as Damian, who is Batman's son by a clone in vitro fertilization from really crazy lady Talia, whatever her name, who is basically the son of daughter of Ra's al Ghul. They killed him. Okay? And that should be a shocky type value to a comic book. And that's cool. But one of the biggest headlines that I saw the day after I read that issue was, Robin's dead. For now. And come on, I hate when they do that crap. Exactly.
Zombie.
No, they don't do zombie in DC. DC's zombies are Darkest Night, where just basically they were filled up with the dark soul or whatever, and that's it. And then they all reverted back to normal human. No, no, no. Marvel Zombies at least gets it right. They're zombies. They eat things. They're dead. They get splattered all over the place. They're zombies. DC's zombies, they're just kind of weak. Like, oh, look at me. I'm dead. I'm going to eat you. And that's it. But, yes, and this is the truth. I hate it when they kill a character and then they bring them back to life somehow. Oh, Captain America got unstuck in time. Oh, Batman died and we fished him through the centuries back into the present. They died. That should be the end. Superman. I blame Superman. Superman started it. They killed Superman, then they brought him back, spent a year trying to get him back. It's like, oh, hey, look, he just went to hell. Let's bring him back. Lame! Have you noticed that I'm on a rant mode today? Jazzy?
You are on a rant mode today.
Rant mode engaged! So, those were my things about comics. And so, what is also happening in the comic book industry in the Marvel and the DC universes is lame artwork. You know? Seeing more and more mediocre artwork being used in a title that could have such great potential with a story, but they're using, okay, so it looks like a duck. I guess it must be a duck. Wait, it went woof. It's not a duck, it's a dog. Oh my god, where? Oh geez. Really? Seriously?
Sounds like they need their artists to evolve with the times.
No, it's because they're putting out too many things. They have great artists, and these great artists are doing some great books. But, like I said, DC puts out 52 titles a month. Marvel puts out some god-awful number as well. Dark Horse puts out, I think, something like about 25 titles. Image puts out something like about 20, 25 titles every month. ZineScope puts out... ZineScope, by the way, is one of my favorite comic book publishers right now. They put out something like about 10 a month, etc., etc. And don't let me get onto the anime titles, because they put out like 1,000 a month. But it's a quantity thing. And when you get the quantity variable going in, the quality variable suffers. You can't put out too many books. And when they then try and blend all of the storylines and say, oh, look, we've got this great big story arc going across all the titles, yada, 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 yada. It's cool. You know what it is? Jazzy, do you know what it is? It's Hell No Kitty.
Hell No Kitty.
Exactly. Hell No Kitty. Everybody with me, say it. Everybody in the chat room, come on. Say it. Say it
Jack
now.
Jack says annoying.
Huh?
Jack says it's annoying.
Yeah, he's... and I love comic books. I love the combined medium of both art and dialogue and texture and tone and words and everything like that. And it really bugs me that the industry as a whole seems to be just slowly imploding on itself. Because even from the pure publishing side of it, the comic books are... DC and Marvel are trying to stay relevant, real in the industry by saying, hey, look, buy our comics, you get the electronic version as well for free. But the reality is comic books are going to be moving to that too, just like regular books. E-books are now the whole rage. Everybody buys their funky Kindle and... whatever versions of the books. I still prefer my paper books. But comic books for the mass market is going to move to the exact same thing, where you'll buy your comic book, but what do you have? You have a piece of code. It's on the internet. It's on your computer. You don't actually have anything. Right? It's nothing. And you're paying for
it. I don't like the whole... I mean, I love technology. Don't get me wrong. I love technology. But an ebook, come on.
An ebook is good to read if you want to be portable. And I get it. You want to have 1,000 books on your little device, and it's like, okay, cool. That's cool. I like to own a book. I like to feel the book. I like to hold on to the book and have it. And I get the ebook thing. And I get the e-comic book thing, too. It's just, but that's not me. And I'm concerned that in the publishing industry that they're going to eventually phase out the printed version of it completely. I know that what's going to happen is the first phase is going to be, oh yeah, only diehard collectors will continue buying the print versions. Okay. Now the truly diehard collectors will only collect the print versions, and then we're not going to have any print versions. That's going to suck and piss me off.
Then right? What happens to the collectors when they start doing that?
Well, by that time, the generational gap will have changed. The majority of people buying books, buying comic books, will no longer read physical comic books. They will be just doing it online, which is the paradigm that's occurring for ebooks in general right now. The generation that's buying books is buying them electronically because that's what they're growing up with.
I think Jack says it the best.
I agree.
E-publishing is fine as a supplement, but not a replacement.
But it's going to be, because this is exactly what's happening in software development as a whole. Biggest example I'll give you right now is Adobe and Microsoft. Microsoft's next version of Office, which is called Office 365, you buy a license to use it for a period of a year. That's it. You don't own it. Adobe has the same thing that's going on. Their next iteration of their Creative Suites will be electronic only. You don't buy a physical product. You download it from the web, and you use it for a year. That's it. And this is what software is moving to as well. The books are doing the same
thing.
Then
they better make it cheaper, because I'm not going to fork over like $500 for software to only use it for a year.
Okay, just so you know, as a student, you can actually buy it for $159. So, be quiet, young lady.
Shh.
But yes, I agree.
Everyone has to know that.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I got mine cheaper, but...
Well, that's fine.
I mean, I work in the industry, so I know. As a student, I don't have that type of money to fork over $100-some-odd every year just to be able to use the software.
Agreed. And this is the thing that I have as an issue for the whole publishing industry. It's like, as Jack said, supplement, not replacement. I agree. If I could keep all of my RPG books, D&D and all that stuff, when I was playing that sort of thing, that would have been great to have on an iPad. Walk around, all my rule books in here, great. I don't have to carry 400 pounds of books. Awesome. However, I still want the books.
Yeah. It's always nice to have a physical copy.
Yeah. So, that's been pretty much our show for the day.
Where did our time go?
See, I really started with an idea on this show. I had one idea and a two idea, and it's like I knew I wanted to say these things. But I want to just spit out quickly on Free Pie Night, what's going on tonight?
The 12-gauge persuaders.
And right after EW's wonderful show, Free Pie Night, we have Joan on Mental Candy, and she has Toby Ryder from the band EVC, which stands for Ending the Vicious Cycle. And, oh, we got still a couple minutes. We can still yap a bit, a couple more. But... I just wanted to get those plugs out. Just also wanted to mention that I'm everybody in the TNV Cafe, just so you know, we also have some new shows starting up soon. I think EW has them up on the schedule page coming out. A couple of different new additions to the rosters. It's good to see that the cafe is growing. I like it. It means that we'll still be here for a little while and more longer and help me take over the world. Yes, exterminate. Exterminate. Yes, exterminate.
Here's Izzy. Have a cookie.
Where? Oh, I do have a cookie right there. That's good. I'll have that in a second. I see, it's very rude and impolite to eat while you're online, because it just doesn't sound cool, right?
Nom, 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 nom.
It's okay when you're eating brains, because like... Hell no, kitty!
I love that picture.
Hell no, kitty! Come on, say it, Jazzy.
We still haven't got the chat room kitty. To
say it. Come on, chat room, say it. Hell no, kitty. Hell no, kitty. Hell no, kitty. Well, I was going to go off on that note, but fine. Bye.
Bye.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.